感谢神今天晚上把我们聚集在一起。
As I waited before the Lord for this time,
当我为着这个时间在神的面前等候的时候，
I felt that probably it is of the Lord that we should consider the life of Samuel.
我觉得是神的意思，要我们一同来思想撒母耳，他的生命。
We will not be able to cover his whole life.
我想我们不能够把他的生平完全的说完。
But we would like to consider the early days of his life.
但是我们愿意来看他早年的日子。
Samuel occupies a very important place in the Bible.
撒母耳在圣经里面占有一个非常重要的地位。
Because he is an epoch-making vessel of God.
因为他实在是神所用的一个转移时代的器皿。
God used him to change the time.
神用他来转移时代。
Changing from the time of the judges to the time of the kings.
从世世的时代转到君王的时代。
We remember when the children of Israel came out of Egypt.
我们记得当以色列民他们从埃及出来的时候，
God led them into Canaan, the promised land.
神带他们进了迦南应许之地。
But because of their unfaithfulness,
但是因着他们的不忠，
they were not able to occupy the whole promised land.
他们就不能够把应许之地全部的占有。
Instead of that, we find how the enemies within them and around themoppress them from time to time.
反而我们看见他们实在是内外受敌。
God had mercy upon them.
但是神对他们有怜悯。
When they cried to the Lord heard them.
当他们向神呼求的时候，神就听见了。
And he sent to them judges.
神就差遣士师到他们那。
To deliver them from the enemies.
要把他们从仇敌的手中救出来。
But even while the judges were there,
虽然士师是在哪里，
the children of Israel did not really return to the Lord.
以色列民实在的还没有回转到神那里。
So you find the whole book of Judges,
所以你就看见四世纪整本的书
is a book of oppression and revival.
就是他们怎么样受压迫，然后怎么样被拯救。
Because of their unfaithfulness, God allowed their enemy to oppress them.
因着他们的不忠，神就允许仇敌来压榨他们。
And when they were under oppression, they cried to the Lord.
当他们受逼迫的时候，他们就向神呼求了。
And God showed mercy to them.
神就向他们有怜悯。
And raised up a judge to deliver them out of their enemy.
就兴起士师，把他们从仇敌的手中救出来。
But even when the judge was still alive,
虽然士师还在生的时候，
they already disobeyed God.
他们就已经开始没有顺服神了。
So God raised up judges after judges.
所以神兴起士师，又再兴起士师。
And yet their condition were not improved.
然而他们的情形没有进步。
According to the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 20.
按说使徒行传第十三章第二十节那里说，
It is said that in the days of the judges up to the time of Samuel it was about 450 years.
从士师的时候直到撒母耳的时代大概是430年。
And during those 450 years,
就在这450年的时间里面，
they were under oppressions for over 100 years.
他们有一百年的时间是受压迫的。
And they have relieved for 3,300 some years.
然后他们被救的时间有三百多年。
And yet you find during the time of the judges,
然而我们看见在士师的时代，
it was God's emergency measure for his people.
这是神所采用的紧急的措施而已。
It was not God's permanent purpose for his people.
这实在不是神原本的意思。
But out of emergency, God raised up judges to deliver them for a time.
但是因着紧急的缘故，神就兴起士师来在那个时候搭救他们。
During the time of the judges,
就在士师的时代。
As a matter of fact, no one judge controlled the whole nation of Israel.
实在来说，没有一个士师是完全控制了整个以色列国的。
The children of Israel were not united as one nation.
以色列民他们没有合成好像是一个的国家一样。
As a matter of fact, you find they even fought against each other.
我们看见他们实在是自相攻打的。
And at one time, the tribe of Benjamin was almost annihilated.
有一次他便雅悯整个支派差不多都被消灭了。
And not only that,
不但如此。
But we find that their spiritual condition was not improved.
我们看见他们属灵的情形也没有改善。
So their deliverances were temporary.
所以他们的被救不过是暂时的。
It was not God's permanent thought for His people.
这不是神向我们他们所怀的永久的意念。
God's thought for His people was they might be a nation.
神向着他指明的意念乃是说他们要成为一个国家
that they were united in one
他们是被联合在一起的
and they were to be a people that would be a testimony to God
他们要成为一个指明是要给神这个荣耀的
but under the judges this was never reached
但是在世事的时候这一个没有达到
God wanted to give them a king
神要给他们一位的君王。
You know, when you read the book of Judges,
当你读士师记的时候
you find a number of times the Holy Spirit gives his comment.
你就看见圣灵有几次下评语。
And say, in those days, everybody does what is right in his own eyes because there was no king.
在那个时候个人应意而行因为在他们中间没有王。
Because there was no king.
因为没有王。
No one to unify them into one.
没有人把他们联合在一起。
No one to bring them to God.
没有人把他们带到神的面前。
No one representing God to help his people.
没有人在那里代表神来帮助他的子民。
So everybody did whatever it was right in his own eyes.
所以个人就行他眼中以为是的事。
That was the condition during those 450 years. And God wanted to change that time.
神要改变那个时代。
He wanted to change from the time of the judges to the time of the kings.
他要把士师时代转移到君王的时代。
That his permanent will for his people might be achieved.
叫他向着他子民永久的意念能够这所成就
Because it was God's will to bless his people
因为神的目的乃是要祝福他的子民
To bring his people to where he wanted them to be
他要带他的子民达到他所要的
And it could only be done under that system of kings
这只能够在君王的制度里面才能够成就的
But in order to make that change
但是要达到这个的改变
God was looking for a vessel
神要寻找一个的器皿
You know this is the way of God
你知道这就是神的道路
God could do anything he wants to do
神可以做任何他要做的事
He can do it all by himself
他可以自己来做
But it pleases him
但是神的喜悦是什么呢
That he would ratherfind someone on earth
他乃是要在世上寻找一些人
that will agree with him
是与他同心的
that are willing to cooperate with him
也是乐意和他合作的
that he can use to make that change
叫神能够使用来改变
so finally after 450 years
最后过了450年
God found that vessel in Samuel
神在撒母耳的身上就寻找到他所要的器皿
so that's the reason why Samuel is very important in the word of God
这就是为什么撒母耳在神的话语里面有非常重要的地位
now brothers and sisters why do we want to go to the story of Samuel.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么我们要来看撒母耳的故事呢？
It is not because we want to review past history.
而不是我们有意思要来看一下历史。
We remember that whatever is recorded is for our admonition.
我们记得凡是记载在圣经里面的都是给我们有教训的。
For those who live at the end of days.
就是我们这些活在末世的人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we are the people who live at the end time.
我们是活在末世时代的人。
We are living on the verge of another change.
我们是活在一个快要改变时代的人。
You know, we have been living under the time of grace for almost 2,000 years.
你知道我们在恩典时代已经差不多有2000年了。
God so loved the world.
神是那样爱世人。
He showed His pity, His mercy towards us.
他向我们实在是显出他的怜悯，他的慈爱。
So He sent His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus, into this world.
所以他就差他的独生子，我们的主耶稣基督，来到这个世上。
About 2,000 years ago, God sent His Son, His only begotten Son, into this world.
大概2000年前，神差他的儿子，就是他怀中的独生子，来到世上。
And while he was on this earth,
当主耶稣在世上的时候，
he declared to us,
他向我们宣告，
the God that we should know,
我们所需要认识的是何等的一位神。
And in order to save us,
为着要救我们，
he went to the cross on our stead.
他就为我们的缘故上十字架。
He became the Lamb of God.
他就成了神的羔羊。
He took upon himself the sins of this world.
他就把世上的罪孽归到他的身上。
And there on the cross, he died for us.
在十字架上，他为我们代死了。
In order that God's grace may come upon us.
叫神的恩典能够临到我们。
Whoever believes in him.
凡相信他的
shall not perish but have everlasting life
就不是灭亡反得永生。
And this gospel has been spreading through 20 centuries
这个福音已经传了20个世纪。
Anyone who believes in Jesus Christ
凡相信主耶稣基督的
as the Son of God as the Christ
相信他就是神的儿子就是基督
he shall be saved
他就能够得救。
So we have been living under this age of grace for about 2,000 years.
所以我们活在恩典时代大概已经有2000年了。
But then, God is going to change the time.
但是神要改变时代。
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们,
One day our Lord Jesus will return.Again.
有一天我们的主耶稣要回来
And when he shall return
当他回来的时候
He will judge the world
他要审判世界
And at the same time
同时呢
He will receive to himself his own bride That is those who believe in him
他也要得着他自己的心腹就是那些相信他的人
And every sign on this earth show us
现在在世上我们看见的每一件发生的事
That this day is drawing nearer and nearer.
这一天实在是越来越近了。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
we know that we live at the very end of the end time.
我们知道我们实在是活在末世最后的时候了。
The day of grace shall soon pass.
恩典的时代很快就要过去。
And the day of righteousness shall come upon this earth.
公义的日子很快就要来到这个世上。
Our Lord Jesus will come back to this world.
我们的主耶稣他要回到这个世界。
And he will set up his kingdom upon this earth.
他要在地上设立他的国度。
And righteousness shall be the rule of the age.
这个世代乃是公义掌权的。
But for the changing of this time.
但是为着要转移时代。
With the same principle,
也是用同一的原则。
God is looking for an epoch-making vessel.
神在寻找转移时代的人。
God is looking for people who will sympathize with God.
神寻找一般的人乃是与神同心的。
who are willing to give themselves to God, who will bring God's will upon this earth, whom God can use to change the time. But the only difference is here. Instead of using one individual like Samuel,
神不是用一个的人, 好像撒母耳一样,
today God is going to use a corporate vessel.
今天神乃是用一个身体的器皿,
a group of people,
乃是一般的人,
whom God has chosen,
就是神所拣选的,
whom God has elected,
就是神所选举的,
and whom God can use to make the transfer.
就是神所能够使用来做一个改变的。
You remember at the first coming of our Lord Jesus, you had these people also upon this earth. When God was going to bring His Son into this world,
当神要把他儿子带到世上的时候,
2,000 years ago,
2000年前,
He was also looking for such epoch-making vessels. And when you read the four Gospels,
当你看这四本福音书的时候,
you find that He finds such people,
你就看见他寻找到这样的人,
such as Zechariah and Elizabeth.
就好像撒加利亚和以利沙伯,
you know, this couple, elderly couple,
你知道这一对年老的夫妇,
how they love God, how they fear God, and how God was able to use them to bring forth John the Baptist,
就叫施洗约翰能够出生,
the forerunner of our Lord Jesus,
就是我们主耶稣的先锋,
to prepare the way of the Lord.
他是预备主的道路的,
and at the same time,
同时呢,
you find there was a virgin called Mary.
你又看见有个童女玛利亚,
and God was able to use her to bring forth His beloved Son. And you find in the temple there was Simeon, there was Anna. So during that time,
就在那个时候,
there were some people
有一切的人,
who were really looking for the coming of the Messiah. And they were preparing His way. And through these people, the Son of God was brought into this world for the first time. Now, with the second coming of our Lord Jesus, the Lord is coming soon. So He has been looking for such vessels. The people who were bringing the King. And these are the epoch-making vessels. So dear brothers and sisters, we find that the life of Samuel is very important to us. Because in his life, we can learn the principles. The principle by which God will raise up epoch-making vessels. And by the grace of God, hopefully that we may be such vessels, fit for the master's use. Now this evening, we will just go into the birth of Samuel. How this epoch-making vessel came into the world. So will you please turn to 1 Samuel.
好不好,我们一同来看撒母耳记上。
First Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记上第一章。
We are not able to read the whole chapter.
我们不能够把全章都读完了。
So we'll just read some portions.
我们只选几段来看。
But I hope that you will read that chapter afterwards yourself.
但是我盼望你们回去能够把整章都读了。
First Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记上第一章。
We begin with verse 9.
我们从第九节读起。
And Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon the seat by the doorpost of the temple of Jehovah. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed to Jehovah, and wept much. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Jehovah of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him to Jehovah all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head.
撒母耳记上第一章第九节，他们在示罗吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在耶和华殿的门框旁边，坐在自己的位上。哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华，许愿说：万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷恋不亡婢女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
Now the story began with Hannah.
故事的开始乃是 Hannah.
Hannah means grace.
Hannah 的意思就是恩典。
You know, with the Hebrew people.
你知道希伯来人。
Their names carry some meaning.
他们的名字都是有意思的。
Just like among the Chinese.
就好像中国人一样。
You know, when your parents give you a name, usually it carries a meaning there.
你知道当你的父母亲为你起名的时候都有一个意思的。
So this woman whose name was Hannah.
所以这个女人她的名字叫做 Hannah.
And that name means grace.
Hannah 的意思就是恩典。
She was a gracious woman.
她实在是一个非常有恩典的女人。
She was a woman who feared God.
她是一个敬畏神的女人。
She was a good, godly woman.
她是一个非常好的、敬虔的女人。
But unfortunately,
但是很不幸的
she was barren.
她不能生育。
Now in the old days,
你知道在在旧约的时候
you know, especially under the law,
特别是按照律法来说
we find that God promised those who fear him with many children.
你知道神应许那些凡敬畏他的都要有许多的儿女。
You know, in the Old Testament time,
你知道在旧约的时候
God's blessings were physical.
神的恩典乃是肉身的
material.
是物质的
and because the children of Israel were God's earthly people.
因为以色列民乃是神在世上的子民。
Now if anyone fear God,
如果有人他们是敬畏神的
God will bless her with many children.
神就要祝福她，赐她许多的儿女。
But if a woman could not bear children,
但是如果有一个女人她不能生育的话
she was considered as being cursed by God.
人就以为她是一个被神咒诅的女人。
But here you find a very strange case.
但是您在这里看见一个非常不平常的事。
Because Hannah was a godly woman.
因为 Hannah 她是一个敬畏神的人。
And yet somehow she couldn't bear child.
男人不知怎么样她不能生育。
On the contrary,
相反的
there was another woman.
也有另外一个女人。
She was not a godly woman.
她不是一个敬虔的人。
Actually, she was a jealous and mocking woman.
实在来说她是一个非常有嫉妒非常喜欢取笑别人的人。
And yet she was blessed with many children.
然而她是就这个恩典有许多的儿女。
So every time when the family went to Shiloh to worship the Lord.
所以每一次当他们的家到示罗向神献祭的时候。
And they were eat and drink before the Lord.
他们在主的面前就吃喝。
Hannah couldn't eat.
他拿就吃不下。
Because she was always provoked by that evil woman.
因为这个坏的女人总是在那里气她。
Probably that wicked woman said, well, you appear to be very godly, but look.
这个坏的女人可能这样对她说，你看起来可能很敬虔，但是你看。
You have no child.
你没有儿女。
It shows that you're cursed by God.
这就看出你是被神所
咒诅的。So every year when they went to the feast,
所以每一年当他们到了这个节期，
he couldn't eat.
他就吃不下。
He wept.
他就在哭了。
But there was no solution.
但是好像没有办法。
Now no doubt Hannah prayed to God.
毫无疑问的，哈拿向神祷告。
You know when a godly woman was faced with a problem.
你知道，当一个敬畏神的女人，她遭遇到一切的难处。
Surely she will pray to God.
当然，她就会向神祷告。
So Hannah must have prayed and prayed and prayed.
所以汉娜大概祷告了又祷告又祷告。
She couldn't understand why.
她实在不明白为什么。
As if God did not do according to his word.
就好像神没有按着自己的应许来行事。
But she was not offended by God.
然而他神没有叫他被绊跌。
You know, many people, when they thought that this is what God should do, and God didn't do it.
许多时候有一些人，他们以为神应该做某一些事，而神没有做的时候，
they would be offended at God.
他们就被绊倒了。
But not Hannah.
但是哈拿不是。
Year after year, she was provoked.
一年过了一年，这个女人就在气她。
But year after year she prayed.
但是一年过一年，她还是在祷告。
She was praying that God will give her an answer.
她在祷告，神会给她一个的答案。
Now as she was praying year after year,
一年过一年，她在这里祷告的时候，
she was praying that God will answer her and give her a son.
她就是求神，你听她的祷告，赐给她一个儿子。
Then he began to wonder why God did not answer her.
然后他就开始奇怪，为什么神没有听他的祷告？
Why is it that God brought him into such difficult situation?
为什么神要带他到这么一个困难的地步？
A situation that will bring shame to God as well as to her.
就好像这个地步好像叫他和神都受了羞辱。
Because God seemingly did not do according to what he promised.
好像神没有按着他的应许来行事。
But as she was travailing in prayer,
但是当他这样的好像受生产之苦的祷告的时候，
finally she realized.
最后他就明白了。
She realized that the reason why God shut up her womb.
他就明白为什么神叫他的他不能生育。
Because God had a higher purpose for her life.
因为神在他的生命里面有一个更高的目标。
God wanted to use her.
神要使用他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
sometimes you find we may be in a situation that could not be explained.
有的时候当我们看见我们到了一个地步好像不能够解释的时候，
as if those who do not fear God are blessed and those who fear God are cursed.
好像那些敬畏神的受到咒诅，那些没有敬畏神的就得了福。
As if God does not do according to what he said.
就好像神没有按着他所说的话来行事。
Are you offended?
你有没有被绊倒呢？
Or do you continue to wait upon him?
或者你还是在他的面前等候？
Until you find out that he has a higher purpose in your life.
只等到你看见神在你的生命里面有一个更高的心意。
Because God considers you as able to be his chosen vessel.
因为神看你能够做他被拣选的器皿。
So finally one year,
所以最后到了一年，
when they again went to the temple to worship God,
他们又再一次到圣殿里面敬拜神。
And once again she was provoked by that wicked woman.
再一次这个坏的女人又在气她。
She couldn't eat.
她就不能够吃。
So she just knelt before God,
所以她就跪在神的面前。
And she was praying.
她在那里祷告。
But she didn't pray audibly.
他没有出声的祷告。
Her lips were moving.
他的嘴唇在动。
But there was no sound.
但是没有声音。
She prayed.
他在那里祷告。
Lord,
他说主啊，
if you will give me a son,
你若给我一个儿子，
I will give it back to you.
我要把它归回给你。
I will lend it to you.
我要把它借给你。
And throughout his life, there will be no razor coming upon his head.
在他的一生，我不用剃头刀剃他的头。
While she was praying,
当他这样祷告的时候
the judge, the priest, Eli, was sitting nearby.
那祭司就是士师以利就在旁边呢。
And she noticed her lips were moving, but there was no sound.
以利看见他的嘴唇在动，却没有声音。
So he mistook her to be a bad woman.
他就以为她是一个坏的女人。
He said, "How long will you be drunk?"
他说你不应该喝酒。
And Hannah said, "No."
Hannah 说不是的。
I'm a woman in sorrow.
他说我是心里愁苦的妇人。
And I'm praying to God.
我在向神祷告。
And Eli said,
但是以利说
"God answered your prayer."
神已经答应你的祷告了。
And immediately Hannah stood up.
哈拿就站起来
and the grief was over.
他就不再伤痛了。
He believed in God.
他相信神
that God would give her a son.
神要赐给他一个儿子。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
you find God's way are higher than man's way.
你看见神的道路实在是超过人的道路。
God's thoughts are higher.Than God's thoughts.
神的意念实在是超过人的意念的。
God moves in a mysterious way, His wonder to perform.
神的道路实在是一个奥秘，他是做事是我们不能明白。
But those who are near to Him,
但是那些亲近他的
He will disclose His mind to them.
他要把他的心意向他们显明。
So somehow you find when Hannah was praying.
所以你看，当他呢在祷告的时候
，and when she travailed in prayer，
当他在那里好像经过生产之苦的时候
，God began to show His mind to her。
神就把他的心意向他显明了。
God said，
神说
，You are asking for a son。
你向我求一个儿子。
But do you know that I have a need too？
你知不知道我也有一个需要呢
？I'm looking for an epoch-making vessel。
我在寻找一个转移时代的器皿。
But where could I find him？
但是我在哪里找到这个器皿呢
？Are you willing to be the one to bring forth that vessel？
你愿意做一个带进这个器皿的人吗
？I shut up your womb。
我叫你不能生育
，so that you can bring forth a vessel that is born。Miraculously.
好叫你能够得着一个儿子乃是从神机而生的。
A son that is really given by God.
这个儿子乃是神所赐的。
And that son will be the vessel that will change the time.
这个儿子就是神所使用要转移时代的。
Thank God you find Hannah began to understand.
感谢神你就看见哈拿她开始明白了。
Because later on, when you read her prayer, you find she understood.
因为我们再往下看看她的听看她的祷告的时候你就看见她明白了。
So she was willing to be that vessel to bring forth a son.
所以她愿意做一个那个器皿来带进一个儿子。
But not for herself.
不是为着他自己
for God's purpose
乃是为着神的心意的
dear brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄
you know this is the way that Samuel was brought into this world
你知道这就是撒母耳怎么样被带进这个世界的
he was not born in the ordinary common way
他不是按着平常的方法而生的
he was born through a miracle.
他乃是从神迹而生的。
He was born by the direct intervention of God.
他乃是因着神直接的干预而生的。
And thus he became the epoch-making vessel.
这样他就成了一个转移时代的器皿。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
let's apply this upon ourselves.
我们用这个应用在我们的身上。
We have already said that God is looking for epoch-making vessels.
我们已经说过神在寻找转移时代的器皿。
He cannot find it in the Adamic race.
他不能够从亚当的族类里面找寻到。
Why? Because that which is of the flesh is flesh.
因为从肉体生的就是肉体。
And the natural man cannot receive the thing of the spirit.
天然的人他们不能够接受属灵的事。
Because they are folly to them.
因为这对我们对他们来说好像是愚昧的。
And they do not know the things of the spirit.
他们不认识属灵的事。
So in order to raise up such effort making vessels,
会说要兴起这样转移时代的器皿。
There has to be a supernatural birth.
这必须有一个超自然的诞生。
And how will he bring it about?
神要怎么样成就这事呢？
Thank God.
感谢神。
You find that God first sent his son into this world.
你看见神先差遣他的儿子来到世上。
And to bear our sins in his own body on the cross.
在他的身上，在十字架上，他担当了我们的罪。
And then you find that out of his side came out blood and water.
我们就看见从他的肋旁流出血与血。
Blood to redeem our sins.
血为着要救赎我们的罪。
Water as life to give us life.
血叫我们得着生命。
So the Bible said,
所以圣经告诉我们,
He that is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
凡从圣灵生的就是灵。
You know, one day Nicodemus came to the Lord Jesus.
你知道有一天尼哥底母来到耶稣面前。
And Nicodemus said, We understand you are a teacher from heaven.
尼哥底母说我们知道你是从天上来的教士。
In other words,
换句话说,
Nicodemus was an old man.
尼哥底母他是一个年长的人
and he was a rabbi
他是一个拉比
and he was also a person that was looked up to by others
他是一位被人尊重的人
and yet he was humble enough to come to the Lord
然而他很谦卑来到主的面前
but he came at night
但是他在晚上来的
because he was afraid of his other Pharisees
因为他怕其他的法利赛人。
And yet he really had a seeking heart.
但是他心里实在是要寻找主的。
He came to the Lord Jesus.
他来到主耶稣的面前。
Wanted to be taught.
他要得着一些的教训。
But our Lord Jesus knew his heart.
但是主耶稣知道他的心。
So the Lord said,
主耶稣就对他说,
Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
主耶稣说人若不重生就不能够见神的国。
Except a man is born of the water and of spirit, he cannot see, enter into the kingdom of God.
人若不是从水与圣灵生的，就不能够见神的国。
In other words,
换句话说,
God cannot use the natural man.
神不能够用天然的人。
So God has to do something supernatural.
所以神必须做一些超自然的事。
And thank God today.
感谢神。
If anyone believes in the Lord Jesus,
今天如果有任何的人他们相信主耶稣,
He is born again.
他已经是重生的。
He is born from above.
他是从上面生的。
He is born of the Spirit of God.
他是从神的圣灵生的。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
in a sense,
一方面来说,
All who believe in the Lord Jesus,
凡相信主耶稣的,
we have a supernatural birth.
我们已经有一个超自然的诞生了。
We have two births.
我们有两个的诞生。
One is a natural birth.
一个是天然的诞生。
And one is the supernatural birth.
一个是超自然的诞生。
And because we are brought into this world supernaturally,
因为我们是超自然的被带进这个世界。
So in a general sense,
所以整体来说,
all of us are called to be that epoch-making vessel.
我们都是被呼召来成为这个转移时代的器皿的。
So here you find that the foundation is there.
所以你看见这里已经有根基了。
Even before the foundation of the world,
在没有世界以前,
God has already chosen you.In Christ Jesus.
神已经在基督耶稣里拣选了我们。
He has already ordained that you will be that vessel.
他已经定命叫我们能够做这个器皿。
And because of that, he has brought you into that new birth.
因着这个缘故，他就把我们带进这个新的诞生。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Do not think that new birth is just something given to you to enjoy.
不要以为新生乃是为着你自己的享受的。
Of course, we enjoy that new life.
当然，我们是享受我们的新的生命。
But remember,
但是要记得
，God has brought us into that new birth.
神带这个新生进来
that he may one day use you as an apple making vessel
叫他有一天能够使用你作为一个转移时代的器皿
When Hannah prayed to God
当哈拿向神祷告的时候
he said if you will she said if you will give me a son
他说你如果给我一个儿子
I will give it back to you
我要使他归给你
And there will be no razor upon his head.
不用剃头刀剃他的头。
Now, do you understand what it means?
你明不明白这里是说什么呢？
Why is it that no razor upon his head?
为什么不剃他的头呢？
And for life.
乃是一生不剃的。
Because in the book of Numbers.
因为在民数记那里。
You know, in the book of Numbers, chapter 6.
在民数记第六章。
That whole chapter is devoted to this matter of the vow of the Nazarite.
整章都是说到拿细尔人他们的许的愿。
In other words, during those days.
你知道在那个时候。
No, because the children of Israel, when God called them to himself.
当神呼召以色列民的时候。
You remember, at the foot of Mount Sinai.
你知道在西南山下。
Recorded in Exodus 19,
在出埃及记第十九章
God revealed His mind to His redeemed people.
神就把他的心意向他的子民显明了。
Why did God deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt?
为什么神把他的子民从埃及拯救出来？
Why did He brought them to Himself?
为什么他把他们带到他的面前？
Now God said, if you will keep my covenant,
神说你如果遵守我的约。
If you will keep my commandment,
你如果守我的诫命。
Then I will make you a people to myself.
我就要你们做我的子民。
Out of all the peoples, you will be my own people.
在万民的当中你要成为我的子民。
And you will be a nation of priests.
你们要成为一个祭祀的国度。
That is to say, the whole nation had the privilege of serving God.
换句话说整个的国家他们都有权利来服侍。
The whole nation will be a testimony to God.
整个的国家他们乃是为着神来做见证的。
But unfortunately, you remember how when Moses went to the mountain to receive the law,
但是很可惜的，当摩西到山上领受接受十诫的时候，
how at the foot of the mountain they broke God's commandment.
他们在山下就已经违反了神的诫命。
They worship a golden cow.
他们在那里拜金牛犊。
And because of this,
因为这个缘故,
the nation of Israel was disqualified to serve God.
以色列民他们就再没有祭资格来服侍神了。
So finally, you remember Moses, he stood at the door of the camp.
你就记得摩西怎么样站在营的门外。
Because the camp was defiled.
因为营已经被玷污了。
So he stood at the door of the camp.
他就站在营的门口。
And he said, who is on the Lord's side?
他说谁是在神的这边的。
And out of the 12 tribes of Israel, only the tribe of Levi stood with Moses.
十二个支派里面只有利未的支派是站在摩西那里。
And Moses commanded them to take the sword and go through the camp from one door to the other.
摩西就吩咐他们拿着刀从营的一边到另一边。
And whoever they meet, just kill them.
他们就杀凡遇见的。
Whether it is your brother or whether it is your neighbor.
不管是你的兄弟或者是你的邻舍。
And you remember that day, 3,000 were killed.
你记得那一天有3,000人就被杀了。
And the tribe of Levi was sanctified.
利未支派就这样被圣别了。
So God chose the tribe of Levi to serve him.
所以神就拣选利未的支派来服侍他。
And out of the tribe, one family, the family of Aaron, to be priests.
在利未支派的里面，一个的家族就是亚伦的家来做祭祀。
All the other children of Israel would not qualify to serve God.
所有其他以色列的子民，他们就再没有资格来侍奉神了。
And yet God opened a back door.
然而神好像为他们开了一个后门。
And that is the vow of the Nazarite.
就是拿细尔人的誓愿。
Anyone in the tribes of Israel.
所有在以色列每个支派的。
You may not be in the tribe of Levi.
你可能不是属于利未支派的。
You were disqualified.
拿细尔人的愿。
And during that vow.
在这个院子里面
it could be a vow of 30 days
这可能是30天的
院 it could be a vow of 60 days
可能是60天的院
now during the days of the vow
在你许愿的这段时间
he was a Nazarite
他是一个拿细尔人
and as a Nazarite
作为一个拿细尔人
there are three things he couldn't do
有三件事他不能够做
one
第一
he couldn't eat or drinkAnything that come out of the vine.
他不能够吃或者喝任何从葡萄出来的东西。
No grape, no wine, no vinegar, nothing out of the vine.
清酒、浓酒什么都不可能喝，只要是从葡萄出来的，他就不能够吃喝。
Number two.
第二
，during the days of the vow,
在他许愿的那个
No razor could come upon his head.
没有不能够用剃头刀剃他的头。
Let the hair grow.
你要让头发一直的长。
Number three.
第三。
During the days of the vow.
在他许愿的那段时间。
He couldn't approach any dead bodies.
他不能够碰任何尸体。
Even his father or mother.
就是他父母亲也是。
Because if somebody suddenly died by your side.
比方说有人忽然在你的旁边死了
Then the head of the Nazarite was defiled
那拿细尔人他的头发就被玷污了
You have to shave it off
你就要把它剃了
And then later on start all over again
然后又要重新的再来
Now that is the vow of the Nazarite
这就是拿细尔人的愿
In other words
换句话说
You know God's desire is everybody will serve him
神的心意乃是每一个人都是能够来侍奉他的。
But most people have disqualified themselves.
但是许多人就把自己变成不合格。
But God still opened a door.
但是神还是为我们开了一个门。
For those who really want to devote their lives to God.
凡是他们有心要把自己献给神的。
Out of any tribe.
无论是任何的支派。
Men or women.
男的女的。
Young or old.
年长的年少
They all have that privilege.
他们都有这一个的权利
But when you are taking that vow,
但是当你许这个愿
these three things are strictly forbidden.
这三样的东西都是严格的不准
办 Now, in the Bible,
在圣经里面
you do have a few who are Nazarite for life.
你就看见有许多人他们都是
a few.
有几个是一生做拿细尔人的
Samuel is one of them
撒母耳是一个
John the Baptist is another one
施洗约翰是另一个
These are Nazarites for life
这一些是一生做拿细尔人的
That is to say their whole life is devoted to God
换句话说他们的一生都是为着神的
NowWhen we try to bring it to our days,
当我们要把这个带到我们今天这个时候
use the New Testament word,
就是用新约的话来说
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
do you know that you are born again?
你知不知道你已经被重生了
that your second birth is supernatural?
你第二个的诞生乃是靠自然的
Because God has chosen you
因为神拣选了你
Even before the foundation of the world
这是在创世以前
So that's why this supernatural birth happened to you.
这就是为什么在你的身上有这个超自然的诞生。
Your new birth is for God.
你的新生乃是为着神的。
Not only for yourself.
不是为着自己。
It is for God.
乃是为着神的。
At the same time.
同时呢。
Do you know that you are bought with a price?
你知不知道你是用重价买来的呢？
Do you not know that the blood of the God pays the highest price, the blood of his beloved son to buy you, to purchase you for himself?
你知不知道神是用了最高的代价，就是他儿子的血来把你买赎的呢？
By the right of redemption.
这个的权柄，应着救赎的权柄。
You are born a Nazarite for life.
你生下来就是一生要做拿细尔人的。
In other words,
换句话说
，You have no right to live for yourself.
你没有权利为自己而活。
When you are saved,
当你得救的时候
，You have been bought with the price.
你已经是被重价所买的
，with the blood of our Lord Jesus，
就是我们主耶稣自己基督的血。
So you do not belong to yourself anymore。
所以你不再是属于自己的。
You belong to Christ。
你乃是属于基督的。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，by the right of redemption，
经着救赎的权利
，all of us were born again on Nazarite。
我们这所有重生的都是剩下来做拿细尔人的。
And as the Nazarites for life。
既然是一生做拿细尔人
，Our whole life is devoted to Christ.
我们一生都是献给基督的。
We have no right to live for ourselves.
我们没有权利为自己而活。
But there is a difference.
但是有一个的分别。
In the Old Testament time,
在旧约的时候
，When Samuel was born.
当撒母耳诞生的时候
，He was a Nazarite for life.
他也是一生做拿细尔人的。
And thank God,
感谢神
，He was faithful to that vow of his mother.
他是一直的忠心的，就是没有违背他母亲所许的愿。
You know there is another man in the Old Testament.
你知道在旧约还有另外一个人。
His name is Samson.
他的名字叫参孙。
He was also born to be a Nazarite for life.
他也是生下来要一生做拿细尔人的。
But how he was unfaithful to his vow.
但是他对他自己所许的愿没有忠心。
You remember how he lost his hair and lost his power.
你记得他怎么样？失去了他的头发，就失去了他的能力。
He was unfaithful to that vow.
他对他所许的愿不忠。
So in the New Testament time,
所以在新约的时候
，Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Please notice this.
请你留意
，By the right of redemption,
应着救赎的权利
，We are all born Nazarite for life.
我们生下来就是一生做拿细尔人的。
And God has every right to claim it from you.
神没有所有的权利能够把你占有。
God said, "You are mine."
神说你是我的。
You have no right to live for yourself.
你没有权利为自己而活。
Whether you are willing or not,
你愿意不愿意
？You have to serve me.
你要服侍我。
You have to live for me.
你要为我而活。
God can do that.
神可以这样的做。
But God will not do it.
但是神不会这样做。
God would rather.Persuade us with compassion, with mercies, with love.
神宁愿用他的爱，用他的怜悯来帅服我。
God said,
神说
I have bought you,
我买赎了你
but I let you go free.
但是我让你得着自由。
Unless you feel constrained by my love,
除非你受我的爱激励
and you want to do.What you are bought for.
你愿意做你被买赎来所要做的。
You know, there was a story.
实际上有这样的一个故事。
In the old days in America, you have slave market.
你记得在古时在美国他们是有奴隶的制度的。
And one day there was slave market.
有一天就有这样的一个判一个的卖奴隶的地方。
And a little girl was for sale.
有一个小女孩，她就要被卖。
And then people began to bid for all that.
当拍卖啊、拍卖举行的时候，人就要、就在这里叫价。
You know, they bought、these girls and bought all these boys to be slaves.
那这些的小男孩、小女孩就被买来做奴隶。
And so of course that girl was weeping.
这个小女孩就在那里哭泣了。
But out of his tears, her tears,
就在她哭的时候
，he tried to、catch a view of those.Who of auction?
他一边哭一边要看那些在叫价的人。
And he saw this one and that one.
他看见这个又看见那一个。
And all these faces were terrible.
这些的脸孔都是非常的可怕。
So he felt she was really hopeless.
他就觉得很绝望了。
But suddenly a man came in.
但是突然有一个人进来了。
And she bid up. He bid the highest price.
他就叫了最高的价钱。
So she got the girl.
所以他就买了这个小女孩。
The girl didn't dare to look even at that person.
这个小女孩就害怕，甚至不敢看她的脸孔。
But then after that man bought that girl.
但是当这个人他买了这个小女孩以后。
He called for a blacksmith, ironsmith, blacksmith.
他就叫了一个鞋匠。
And asked the blacksmith to take off the fetters.
他就叫这个鞋匠来把这个小女孩的锁链啊、打开了。
And then he told that girl.
然后他就告诉那个小女孩。
He said, "I bought you to set you free."
他说我买了你，叫你能够得到自由。
You are now free to go.
你现在可以自由的走了。
And the man began to walk away.
这个人他就开始自己走开了。
Now this came so suddenly.
这件事是那样的突然。
So that girl waited for a while.
这个小女孩就在那里等了一段的时
间。And she saw that man was walking away.
她就看见这个人开始走了。
So suddenly, she ran after him.
不然她就跑在他后面。
She said, "I'm willing to be your slave."
她说我愿意做你的奴隶。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
this is what God is doing with you and with me.
这就是神在我们身上所做的工作。
He has every right to claim you.
他有权要把你来得住。
But he will not do it.
但是他不会这样做。
He sets you free.
他叫你能够自由。
That's the reason why you find many who are born again are still living for themselves.
这就是为什么你今天看见许多重生的，他们今天还是为着自己而活。
Because God will not force your will.
因为神不会。强迫你的。
God honors your will.
神是尊重你的意志。
He respects your will.
他是对你心，他是尊重你意志的。
He wants you to voluntarily present your bodies a living sacrifice.
他要你自愿的把你的身体献上，当作活祭的。
You remember Romans chapter 12.
你记得罗马书第十二章。
Therefore, brethren, I beseech you. By the mercies of God.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
To present your body a living sacrifice.
将身体献上，当作活祭。
Holy acceptable to God.
是圣洁的，是神所悦纳的。
Which is your reasonable service.
你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Your spiritual worship.
这就是我们对神的属灵的侍奉。
Dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Does the love of Christ constrain you?
神的爱有没有激励你呢?
Thinking that he who has died for you,
叫你想到这是一位为你舍命的。
You cannot live for yourself.
你不能再为自己而活。
You have to live for the one who died and lived for you.
你要为那位为你又死了又活的而活。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
we are Nazarites.
我们都是拿细尔人。
But are we living as Nazarites?
但是我们有没有过拿细尔人的生活呢?
Three things.
三件事。
Are prohibited.
是不准的。
One.
第一。
Nothing out of the vine.
不能够得出任何葡萄的食物。
You remember one day our Lord Jesus said,
你记得有一次我们的主耶稣说,
I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
Now if he is the true vine,
如果他是真葡萄树,
then all the other vines are false ones.
所有其他的葡萄都是假的。
You know, why is it nothing out of the vine?
为什么他拿细尔人不能够喝葡萄任何的汁呢?
Because all these represent the pleasures of the world.
这一些都是代表世界的欢乐。
They represent the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
这些是代表眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲。
In other words, one who is a Nazarite is separated from the world.
换句话说，作为一个拿细耳人，他是从世界里面被分别出来的。
He will not allow the world to defile him.
他不容许世界来玷污他。
Love not the world.
不要爱世界。
Nor the things of the world.
和世界上的事。
If you love the world,
人若爱世界，
the love of the Father is not in you.
爱父的心就不在他里面。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Do you know you are a Nazarite?
你知不知道你是一个拿细耳人？
Why are you conformed to the world?
为什么你效法这个世界呢？
Do not be conformed to the world.
不要效法这个世界。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
乃是要心意被更新而变化。
To prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
要查验何为神纯全使喜悦的旨意。
Number two.
第二，
no razor upon your head.
不能够用剃头刀剃你的头。
In other words,
换句话说，
you're not try to beautify yourself.
你不要叫自己看起来是好看的。
Do not think of yourself.
不要想自己。
But long hair in the scripture represents submission, obedience.
长头发在圣经里面代表顺服，代表降服。
Do not try to beautify your own self.
不要把自己美化了。
Because there is nothing good in you that is in your flesh.
在你的肉体里面没有一样是好的。
But learn to be obedient to God.
但是我们需要学习向神顺服。
Number three.
第三。
Never.Get close to a dead body.
不要碰尸体。
Even the closest to you.
就是对你最亲的。
That is to say.
换句话说，
our flesh.
我们的肉体。
In the sight of God is like dead body.
在神的眼中就好像尸体一样。
Because he that minds the flesh is dead.
因为体贴肉体的就是死。
The mind of the spirit is life.
体贴圣灵的就是生命。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
you find as a Nazarite,
你就发现作为一个拿细耳,
we are separated from the world.
我们是从世界被分别出来的。
But we do not try to beautify ourselves.
我们不要美化自己。
To exalt ourselves.
要把自己抬高。
But instead, to be under our Lord as our head.
相反的，我们要伏在主的下面，要主做我们的头。
And we are separated from anything that comes out of the flesh.
我们就要从所有从肉体里面出来的
，that
被分离出来。
We may live a life devoted to our God.
让我们过着一个生活，乃是为着神的。
Samuel was born a Nazarite.
撒母耳生下来就是拿细耳人。
And he was faithful in his Nazarite life.
他一生都是忠心的过拿细耳人的生活。
And that's the reason why God could use him as an apple making vessel.
这就是为什么神能够使用他作为一个转移时代的器皿。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄，
who are those whom God can use?
谁是神所能够用的呢？
Can use to bring in.
叫我们的王能够被带进来呢？
Those who are faithful,
就是那些忠心的，
as a Nazarite,
做拿细耳人的，
Those who are separated from the world,
那些是从世界里面被分别出来的，
Those who allow the Lord to be their head,
那些让主耶稣做头的，
and those who put their flesh to the cross,
那些把他们的肉体钉死在十字架上，
and these are the people,
这些
whom God could use as effort making vessels.
就是神能够使用作为转移时代的器皿的。
So may the Lord have mercy upon us.
所以愿主怜悯。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
do not think that God only chooses a few to to be that apple-breaking branch.
不要以为神只是拣选小数的少数的人做转移时代的器皿。
Actually, God chooses all of us.
实在来说，神拣选我们每一个。
It depends how we respond to God's election and calling.
问题是我们怎么样响应神对我们的呼召和拣选。
May the grace of God come upon all of us.
愿神的恩典临到我们每一个。
That we will offer ourselves to Him.
让我们能够把自己献给他。
That He may use us to bring in the King.
叫他能够使用我们带进君王。
There is no greater honor.
没有一个比这个更尊荣了。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主,
we want to thank you for saving us.
我们感谢你拯救了我们。
Thou dost save us for thyself.
你拯救我们要为着你的自己。
That thou may use us to change the time.
叫你能够使用我们转移时代。
Lord, we want to thank you.
主, 我们要感谢你。
Because thou hast redeemed us and bought us.With a price.
因为你是买赎了我们，乃是用重价买赎。
We are not our own.
我们不是属于自己的。
Dear Lord, may thy love touch us deeply.
亲爱的主，愿你的爱深深地摸着我们。
That we may give ourselves over to thee.
叫我们能够把自己献给你。
And learn to live a life of a Nazarite.
叫我们能够学习过一个拿细尔人的生活。
That thou will may be done.On earth as it is in heaven.
叫你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.